This is Diola Saint introducing Mary Mazzarello. Mary was the first of several children in the family of Joseph Mazzarello, an Italian peasant. His farm home in the country required long hours of work in the fields and vineyards, which Mary was expected to share with the hired hands. In fact, Mary's hard work not only set a good example for them, but developed a unique blend of physical toughness and strength, along with a practical attitude and understanding which would prepare her for her life's mission. Mary's mother carefully guided her daughter's religious training, and they often walked to the nearby village of Morniche to attend daily Mass. Mary continued to receive religious education from her local priest, and was so determined to learn her religion well that she took pride in competing and often winning the weekly contest the priest held between the boys and the girls. As she grew older, Father Dominic Pastorino, the village priest, who was a friend of Father John Bosco, later named to be a saint, encouraged her and several other local girls to form a sodality to study their religion more deeply. They took the name Daughters of Mary Immaculate and promised to help others in need through acts of charity. Very soon thereafter, a severe epidemic of typhoid fever struck the region, and Mary was asked to care for her sick uncle and his family. Under her care, they were returned to health in a short time, but Mary's efforts had so weakened her that she became sick and was confined to bed. She did recover, but the fever affected her health so much that she no longer had her earlier strength to do field work. She learned of a local woman who was willing to teach dressmaking and convinced a friend to join her in starting a new business. Their work was so good and business became so successful that they recruited other local assistants. In this way, Mary attracted local girls, taught them a useful skill, and could help influence their spiritual direction. Her method was based on love and respect. She often said, "Laugh and play and dash about as much as you like, but be ever so careful not to do or say anything that would be displeasing to God." Her spirit of guiding girls was similar to that of John Bosco, as he influenced the boys under his care. For some time, John Bosco had felt the need to care for girls, as he was successfully doing for boys. He approached the local bishop, who agreed that some arrangement be made to carry out these plans. Perhaps because of his promptings, his friend Father Dominic Pastorino, the priest in Morniche, announced plans to build a school in the village. The villagers enthusiastically helped in the construction work, expecting the school would be used to house boys. Imagine their bitter surprise when on the morning of its dedication, its occupants were not boys, but the girls in the sodality of the Servants of Mary Immaculate, with Mary Mazzarello, who was then 35 years old, acting as its superior. Their name was later changed by John Bosco to the Daughters of Our Lady, or the Salesian Sisters. It took a while for the villagers of Morniche to forgive the girls and John Bosco, but before long, they proudly watched the order establish a foreign mission and grow during Mary's life to 13 convents and within 60 years, 800 communities worldwide. The sisters not only taught, but undertook any project which encouraged and guided the young. Most importantly, it was Mary's quality of simplicity which guided her sisters in the early days of her congregation's growth. During one trip, poor travel conditions and overnight accommodations caused Mary to become very ill, which contributed toward her death. As she received a last anointing, she remarked to the priest, "Now you've given me my passport. I can go any time, can't I?" A few days later, Mary died at the age of 44. She was declared to be a saint in heaven in 1951. Her body lies near that of St. John Bosco in Turin, Italy. There may be times in our life when the route we plan for ourselves appears impossible. Actually, we are instruments in God's hands as He prepares us for His missions through the talents we have been given. Our responsibility is to cooperate, as they are for His greater glory and honor. Thank you for calling Dial the Saint.